KRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. A news update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. Right now in Richland Center, it is 74 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat across much of the country. In Chicago, the heat index will make it feel like 110 degrees today. That heat moving eastward. More than 60 Philadelphia area schools are letting kids out early because there's no air conditioning in the classrooms. Members of a congressional task force investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump visited Butler, Pennsylvania this week.
After the lawmakers toured the fairgrounds, Democratic Representative Glenn Ivey making it clear that the task force is united in its mission.
We weren't going to let politics get in the middle of this. We were going to work together to get this done in a very quick and expeditious way.
Members of the bipartisan group saying they're focused on a swift and thorough investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Zuckerberg writing a letter to Congress this week saying, "I believe government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it." This is ABC News. A key decision could come soon as today in Utah in the case of Corey Richens, accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book.
A hearing is underway to determine if there's enough evidence to put 34-year-old Corey Richens on trial for the murder of her husband, Eric. Prosecutors say in 2022, Corey poisoned Eric with a cocktail laced with five times the lethal dose of fentanyl. The couple's housekeeper, Carmen Lauber, claims she sold fentanyl to Corey. But the defense argues prosecutors promised Lauber a reduced sentence in exchange for her testimony.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Testimony continues today in the trial of the FTC's challenge to a merger of grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. And it was a deal definitely too good to be true. First class airline seats for 85% off. Qantas Airlines saying it was an accident that $20,000 tickets were selling for $3,400 each. About 300 were sold. The airline says people who bought them can still fly, but in business class. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Not a good day to make a butter sculpture out there or anything like that. We'll check the warm forecast in just a little bit from WRCO and WRCE. It's five minutes after 7 o'clock this morning.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
When you get too old, Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honeycrisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take and bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family
fun. My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Today, a high of 91, a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms early, then a low of 65. Wednesday, partly cloudy, somewhat cooler and less humid, a high of 79. Thursday, partly sunny, warm and muggy, an 80% chance of showers by late evening, a high of 84. Friday, partly sunny and turning less humid with a high of 81 degrees. In Richland Center, this morning, we've been as warm as 77 and as low as 73. We start out with a temperature of 74 degrees here in Richland Center. That excessive heat warning is in effect for most of the area from 11 today until 7 tonight. So be careful.
First time I looked in your eyes, I knew that I would do anything for you. The first time you touched my face, I felt what I never felt with anyone else. I wanna give back what you've given to me, and I wanna witness all of your dreams. And now that you've shown me who I really am, I wanna be more than just a man. I wanna be the wind that fills your sails, your thoughts. I'll be your compass, baby, when you get lost. I wanna be the wind that fills your sails, and be the hand that lifts your veil, be the moon that moves your tide, the sun coming up in your eyes, be the wheel that never rests, and be the spark that lights you up.
Carbon on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. It is a day in which it starts out a little foggy, but it'll get better, and then it'll get worse, right, with heat and humidity rolling in a little bit later on today. Boy, I was really jazzed to hear that they are making a Happy Gilmore 2. I can't believe it. The film that came out in 1996 will now have a sequel. Almost 30 years later, Adam Sandler has announced that it'll be making its way to Netflix. Okay, come on. I want to see it on the big screen. But anyway, he's also invited some people to make cameos, including Kansas City Chiefs tight end and Ohio native Travis Kelce. Kelce was said to have spoken about being a part of the long-awaited sequel, and Adam Sandler confirmed on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, that he would have something cooked up for Kelce in the film. Possibly a celebrity pairing, like he did with The Price is Right host Bob Barker, famously in Happy Gilmore. I don't know, but we'll see. If Happy and Travis get in a fight, though, I think that pretty sure Travis would win. But nonetheless, the Bob Barker role in Happy Gilmore 1, I think that's one of the best cameo appearances ever in a movie, because first of all, you didn't expect Bob Barker to be in there, and second of all, you didn't expect him to be able to be the win that wins a fight, you know? So the only one, probably the second place one would be Billy Idol in The Wedding Singer. That's a great cameo as well in that one. 7:13 on a Tuesday. Dustin Lynch with Jelly Roll.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. Before the end of the song, I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on?
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shoe, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing young girls' hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Keith on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE. It is 7:19. We'll see what old Hank is doing.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex.
Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Everyone's decision to breastfeed looks different, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here to support every parent on their journey. Our team of certified lactation counselors is here to offer support, answer your questions, and provide the coaching that will make your breastfeeding journey a little easier. If you are expecting, ask your primary care provider how the Richland Hospital and Clinics Birth Center team can help you meet your breastfeeding goals.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Henry Bray.
The Fog Man.
The Fog, yes, indeed.
How you doing, buddy?
Mr. Fog.
Yeah.
You could be a villain in one of those movies. Like, yeah. I think there was a Mr. Fog, wasn't it? Batman or something like that?
I don't know. Wasn't they The Fog, The Mist, or the Fog was a couple movies was nasty.
Exactly. Yeah. But in Batman, you'd probably be the Riddler or the Joker, maybe. I would think.
Are the boots that Batman wears.
Yeah.
don't get some, no respect. You'd no be, respect.
No, you'd be the Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
Robin.
Robin. Mm-hmm. Robin. Thanks for all the vote of confidence, Phil.
Yeah.
How was your evening last night?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble or anything?
No, actually.
I haven't heard any John Denver songs today.
No. I was a good boy last night.
Were you really?
Yep. Yeah, I didn't say any silly things that, you know, would be repeated.
Go across the car.
Yeah, come across the text. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I mean, maybe we should have June comment on if you were good or not.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Should we not just leave that alone?
Nervous to let her on the air, although I usually do during Packer Bear Week. But this year, I don't think it's right away. I believe they don't play the Bears till late in the season. Hmm. For the first time. It used to be like the first game.
Right. Yep,
I always dreaded that. It's like, come on. You know, let the
well,
season.
I know, but the Packers actually have a shot then because the Bears are really not. You know what was surprising?
I'd be careful.
You know what's surprising, though, is the Packers picked up that Tennessee quarterback.
Yeah, it is. It is a little surprising. Yeah,
I was really shocked on that.
I think the rookie, Michael Pratt's got a shot there.
I did, too, but I don't think they're going to keep three quarterbacks.
No, they won't. Yeah, Sean Clifford's probably going to be cut today.
I thought he did pretty good for...
Yeah, I did too. He must not have thought that he could be a leader if Love goes down. I guess. I don't know.
Well,
but there are always surprises when they cut the roster.
They are. Do you think A.J. Dillon's going to stay? I mean, to me, he would have to. He didn't dress the other day.
I would think so, but... You know, that the stingers could be problematic mm-hmm. that he's had, so that could be an issue. And the other thing is the young man from Wisconsin, Christian Welch, mm-hmm. from Iola, Wisconsin. So he's been in the NFL like 4 or 5 years, but boy, the fans would like to see him stay. He's played well in the preseason, so I think he's on the bubble, but it'd be nice to see him stay.
You think I'm on the bubble?
Maybe. Mr. Bubble. Did you still have Mr. Bubble?
I don't know.
Mr. Bubble was, you put it in your bath back
then? It bubbled all the time. They're usually pink, but they didn't last long like they did today.
Didn't they?
No, but today, you know what? Just squirt some Dawn soap in there.
Dawn soap?
You mean?
Okay.
I actually shave with Dawn soap.
Shave with Dawn soap?
Yeah. If you
wow.
Get, yeah, you know these hand pumps that you get?
Right.
And they foam?
Yes.
So it's a foaming thing. So what you do, you fill that thing about 3/4 full of hot water.
Uh-huh.
Then put Dawn soap in there.
Oh.
Put the lid on and shake it. And just leave it in your shower.
Voila.
And then you just take it. It's like shaving cream. And number one, it's easier on your face. Number two, it's easier to clean out of your razor and it makes your razor last longer.
Wow.
Yes.
Personal hygiene tips from Hank
Bray.
You know
what?
Who knew?
That's the
truth.
Who knew? Yeah, that's
wow.
the truth.
Huh.
So it really, really works. And it's quite cheaper than shaving cream, and it's better than just bar soap. Well.
Huh. So I suppose you wash your dishes with Menon or something. So.
I wash the dishes in the same while I'm in the shower.
Oh, you do? Do it all at once.
Yeah.
That works well. There was a Seinfeld where Kramer was cooking in the shower, too, I think.
Sure. Kramer did it all.
Yeah, he did.
Kramer did it all. I kind of live my life by Kramer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's similarities there.
Mm.
What's on the quiz docket today?
I know. Let me get the other test out because now it just got harder for you.
Well, you've already said you're trying to skunk me for a year, so.
I been on record for
from
that?
From fridge hanger. Yeah, I think so.
You have two pens in here today. I'm very proud of you, Philip.
Yeah, people have been dropping off their spare pens.
Yeah, and I always get the worst ones, Phil.
Some right, some don't.
Yeah, some
left.
Are left. All right, buddy.
What do you got?
I got 10 questions, buddy, on percentages of what crazy people do.
Oh, okay.
All right. What percentage of drivers admit to texting while driving, despite knowing it's dangerous?
Admit. Okay.
Is it 20%, 35%, 50%, or 60%?
Wow.
Yes. So A, 20, B, 35, C, 50, D, 60.
All right.
Number two, how many listeners have clicked on suspicious links and unsolicited emails? What is the percentage? Is it A, 10? Is it B, 20? C, 30? D, 40?
All right.
Number three, what percentage of people have made frisky, my goodness.
Little friskies?
What percentage of people have made risky financial decisions like gambling or investing without proper research? Is it A, 15%, B, 25%, C, 35%?
Okay.
Are you in that group, buddy?
I don't think
you're
so.
You're not?
No.
You gave me a pen that doesn't work, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, imagine that.
I think I got another one.
Number four. How many of you, as a percentage, regularly disregard safety equipment when doing hazardous tasks?
I think that's a high one, but we'll see.
A, 10%. B, 20%. C, 30%. Or D, 40%.
Wow.
I'm in there.
Yeah. You don't read the instructions. And
not at all.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Well, at least you can admit it.
Number five. What percentage of the population admits to sharing their password with others, compromising their online security? Is it A, 25%, B, 30%, C, 35%, or D, 40%? I only do this one with you, Phil. That's the only time
share your password?
Yep.
Yeah, that 1, 2, 3 exclamation point.
Yeah. It hurts me, doesn't it? All right, number six, buddy. How many people as a percentage have driven under influence of alcohol or drugs? This one shocked me.
Huh.
Is it A, 10%, B, 15%, C, 20%, or D, 25%?
Okay.
That one's kind of shocked me there. Number seven, what percentage of listeners ignore severe weather warnings and fail to take proper? This is my life. What?
Are you a storm chaser, are you?
No, I'm not a storm, but I'm a watcher.
Oh.
All right. A, 15%, B, 20%, C, 25%, D, 30%. All right.
All right.
What number are we on? Eight. How many of you as percentage have posted personal information on social media without considering the risk? 25% is A, B is 30%, C is 35%, and D is 40%.
All right.
Number 11?
Yep. No, number 9. Hello?
Hey. What percentage of people?
Anybody in there?
It's the fog.
Yep.
What percentage of people admit to procrastinating an important task leading to negative consequences?
Daily.
A, 30%.
Yep.
B, 40%. C, 50%, or D, 60%. You notice those percentages got higher on that question.
Jumped up there. Okay. Yeah.
Number 10, buddy. How many individuals as a percentage engage in unhealthy behaviors like binge drinking, smoking, despite knowing the health risk? Okay. A, 20%. B, 25%. C, 30%. C, 30%. D, 35%.
Well, all right.
Well, Philip, how did you do?
10 questions. I'm going to say I have 5.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm kind of, well, okay, I'll go 6.
Okay.
All right, 6.
All right. Did you get the first one right, yes or wrong? Because this is the best part of my day right here.
Go ahead. What's the question?
What percentage of drivers admit to texting while driving while despite knowing it's dangerous? Philip?
50%.
Nope, 35%.
Really?
Yep, nailed him right off the bat.
Oh, well, it ain't going
my
on the
streak
fridge.
My streak continues. How many listeners have clicked on suspicious links and unsolicited emails? What's the percentage?
30%.
It is 30%. Nice job. What percentage of people have made risky financial decisions like gambling or investing without proper research?
25%?
That is correct.
All right.
Number 4, how many of you as a percentage regularly disregard safety equipment when doing hazardous tasks?
I said 20%.
It is 20%.
All right. Okay.
Is that because that's us here on the station.
Yeah, every day. 3 in a row, baby.
Number 5, buddy. What percentage of population admits to sharing their passwords with others, compromising their online security?
I'm going with 40%.
That's actually quite high.
Yeah, that is actually.
So it's quite high.
Sure. You must.
Can I get my password back?
Must be some trust there.
Well, you'd think it was trust, until he makes me mad.
Yep.
What's Henry's password? Yeah. How many people, as a percentage, have driven under influence of alcohol or drugs, Phil?
15?
Yeah, it's 15%.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, it seems like those always get caught.
No, they should.
Yeah, without question. Number 7, what percentage of listeners ignore severe weather warnings and fail to take proper precautions, including Hank?
25%.
25%.
All right. Hey, what do you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, baby.
Yeah, I got to skunk you the rest of the way.
After I stumbled on the first one.
What number are we on?
8.
How many of you, as a percentage, have posted personal information on social media without considering the risk?
I said 40%.
No, it's 35%.
Missed it by that much. All right.
Yep, you did. All right, number 9, what percentage of people admit to procrastinating to an important task leading to negative consequences?
50%.
It is 50%. That's high.
Yes, it is.
How many individuals as a percentage engage in unhealthy behaviors like binge drinking or smoking despite knowing the health risk?
30%?
30%. Yeah, nice shot. Was it 8 out of 10?
8, baby. 8.
That ain't bad, Phil.
Not bad.
That was a tough quiz to find.
Not a fridge hanger, but I had an inkling on some of them. Wow.
Well, you had an inkling on 8 of them.
Yeah.
Nice job, buddy. Yeah. Very impressed with you.
Well, thank you. You know, the new school year is around the corner. Teachers are in service, many of them, this week. So.
Well, you haven't got any days. You haven't got I give you 6 days a week off, though.
6 days a week?
Yeah. You only come to school on Tuesdays.
That's true.
So, but you've done quite well, my man.
Thank you.
So
thank
you've done quite well. So I don't know what else to get you on. That was a tough quiz to come up with, just percentage-wise.
We haven't had a music one for a while, have we?
Maybe in May.
Oh, maybe in May.
Have a good day, buddy. All right, everybody be kind.
Hank Bray.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those you love. How about protecting you when your health changes? Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. The Flexible Care Benefit Rider can help you pay for your long-term care expenses by accelerating your death benefit each month to cover those long-term care expenses. This may include home health aides, adult care, hospice care, etc. For a relaxed, zero-pressure visit with Julie, reach out to me at Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
This day in history, in 1964, the film Mary Poppins had its world premiere in Los Angeles, California. 1965, the Beatles met Elvis Presley. The meeting was described as being very awkward. And in 1982, Ricky Henderson of the Oakland A's stole his 119th base of the season, breaking Lou Brock's single-season stolen base record. Who did he do it against? The Brewers. Yes, he did. 1982, I think it was Ted Simmons as catcher, and Ricky was so fast, the Brewers had called a pitch out, so the catcher's out there standing with the ball ready to throw it, and they still couldn't get him out. He stole four bases in the game. He had quite a year in 1982. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Christopher Pellet from Richland Center Primary School, Elizabeth Keegan from Five Points Lutheran Church, to Sophia Zegon from Ash Creek United Methodist, Lynn Robinson, happy day from Richland Area Senior Citizens, to Emily Walsh from Paul and Lou, happy birthday Kelby Prohaska from Mima and Grandpa. Emily Walsh, have a great day from Mary and Norm Sandmeyer, by the way, and Ashley Kramer, happy birthday from Mom and Dad. Greetings from the Little Willow Birthday Club today on the 27th to Amy Simonson, Melinda McCarthy, Rory McCluskey, and Stephen Salisbury. Have a great day. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Stephen Salisbury today. Happy 76th birthday down Muscadet Way to Don Ulatowski from his friends in Muscadet. Happy day today to Nikki McCormick from the neighbors to the north. And also have an amazing day to an amazing daughter, Nikki McCormick. Love from mom and dad. The RC Lions today with wishes for Greta Huberty to Christopher Pellet, Wesley Kashatka, Aaron Kepler, Evan McDonald, Sophie Kepler, Rainey Walsh, Emily Walsh, Ashley Martinick, and happy anniversary, Dan and Brooke Milsna. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday, Teresa Chitwood, Kiana Dowell, and Juan Franklin, Joe Keller, Elijah Metz, Diana Michek, Bailey Peterson, and Daphne Makovic. Happy anniversary, Pat and Mary Clark, to Alex and Ellie Meister, and Ben and Caitlin Faga. Happy anniversary, Derek and Bree Dickey, from Mom, Dad, Kyle, Heather, Brooklyn, Amelia, Graham, and Dawn. And Logan and Tiffany Olson celebrated yesterday. Belated wishes to them. It was their 7th. Congratulations.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're just ahead of news time today on WRCO and WRCE. Drive carefully through the fog.
Took a chance on him. He broke your heart and left you crying. You lost your will to love again. You ain't even trying. All you need is someone who will love you tenderly. Well, here I am, so take my hand and bet your heart on. Bet your heart on me, honey, you can be a winner. Forget about the last time out, you were just a beginner. But don't be afraid, cause you've got it made, if you just let it be. So lay your love down one more time, and bet your heart. Something for the pain, so why don't you use it? Lucky stars are shining, shining so you can believe that my love is a sure thing, girl. So bet your heart on me. You can bet your heart on me, honey. You can be. Time out, you were just a beginner.
Johnny Lee on the radio today. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. The forecast calls for a high of 91 today. There's a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, some of which could be severe across the state with this excessive heat. And the warning for most of the area goes today from 11 until 7 for very dangerous heat indices as high as 100 to 106.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. On Sunday, a Richland County dispatch received a 911 call of a motorcycle crash on County Highway C, just south of Yuba. Deputies and other emergency personnel arrived on scene, and after further investigation, they were able to determine that the operator, Joseph Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center, was traveling northbound on County Highway C when he hit a bump in the roadway, causing the motorcycle to lose control and eject Palfrey. Life-saving measures were performed, but Palfrey was pronounced deceased on scene. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a two-vehicle collision occurred on Tuesday evening at approximately 6:30 in the town of Bergen. Nicholas Lance Leedke, age 16, of rural Gaze Mills, was operating a 2006 Chevrolet Impala on Cedar Valley Road. Leedke was traveling west, lost control in a downhill curve to the right, and struck an eastbound 2011 Dodge Ram 3500 driven by Theodore L. Kirvin, age 46, of rural Stoddard. Leedke suffered minor injuries and was transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by private vehicle. Kirvin did not report any injuries. Responding to the scene with the sheriff's office were the Stoddard, Bergen Fire Department and first responders and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. 1 week remains to have your donations to Grace be counted toward the 2024 total. The fiscal year for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination goes from September 1st to August 31st. All money raised during the year goes to Walk with Grace total for that year. Grace Board Treasurer Marge Biscoe says it has been a good year for Grace. Their preliminary total as the night of the walk was $246,937.62. It has grown since.
It has grown since then. We're sitting about $267,000. So that's good news.
She adds that the numbers over the years have been outstanding.
On the stats, we started out in 2004 with 137,000 roughly. That was the lowest number. That was our first year. In 2009, we reached 1 million. In 2013, we reached 2 million. 2017, we reached 3 million. And last year, we reached 4,500 and some. So we have done, you know, amazing for a small community and in the number of years that we've been doing this.
These astronomical amounts are only possible due to the support of the entire community and surrounding area.
People are really creative. You get a team together or you get a business that does something and, you know, they come up with an idea. People really respond to those. And, you know, you're helping somebody. It's nice to see that they are, you know, responding to what the community community, you know, they're trying to do. We have a very giving community, and, you know, they support us. They support people that need help, that we can be able to help in their time of need.
Bisco said that money is still coming in. If you would like to make a donation to this year's funding, donations may be mailed to Grace at P.O. Box 213 in Richland Center. Donations may also be dropped off at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center on Tuesdays or Thursdays between 11 and 1, or at Richland County Bank to be deposited to the Grace account. The fiscal year ends this Saturday, August 31st. Grants from the National Parks Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home, Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. Wisconsin gas prices are the lowest of the summer as the Labor Day weekend approaches. Gas prices are down, driven by a drop in global oil prices last month. The AAA gas price tracker showing an average of just under $3.23 a gallon in Wisconsin yesterday. That compares with a national average of $3.35 a gallon. Prices varied quite a bit around the state, with a gallon going for a little over $3 in some locations in the Chippewa Valley to an average of nearly $3.60 in Ozaukee County. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is set to speak Wednesday in De Pere. It will be his fourth visit to the key battleground state in August alone. Vance is expected to talk about the economy, inflation, and energy. Vance's previous stops include Kenosha last week. On the same day, Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Milwaukee. In his first trip to Wisconsin since the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse coming up this Thursday. Nine juveniles from the Reedsburg area are accused of harassing members of the Amish community, Sean Maloney reports.
They've been cited for disorderly conduct following an investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. Deputies made contact with a suspect vehicle while conducting extra patrols in the rural Reedsburg area earlier this month due to multiple reports of harassment of members of the Amish community. No information on what specifically the juveniles did has been released, but Sheriff Chip Meister confirms this is related to the Reedsburg area high school football team. The team's first two games of the season were canceled due to conduct by some players. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available this week. A blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. To make an appointment at any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. A reminder, the village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes coming up Wednesday and Thursday of this week at dusk, weather permitting. A Northwoods community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in discussions for over a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on their reservation that led to private homes. Tribal leaders have demanded the town pay easements that have been neglected for over a decade. The town held a meeting last week with elected officials while it tries to broker a $1.8 million deal with the tribe that would secure easements for 50 years. The tribe is asking for $10 million. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced 76 surface transportation projects will get funded. The governor and the DOT say $200 million will be used for more than 150 local road and bridge improvement projects, which will give more communities across Wisconsin safe, reliable highways they need to create good-paying jobs. The Evers administration says since 2019, it has improved more than 7,400 miles of roads, including more than 3,700 miles of local roads and nearly 1,800 bridges. Two major Canadian railways that serve Wisconsin have stopped operations during a labor dispute. Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern locked out union workers last week ahead of a possible strike by the Teamsters. Management claims the move prevents a later strike by the union during the busier fall shipping season. The Teamsters say the freight carriers have refused to improve work conditions for employees or other more sick days. 9,000 workers are affected, along with wide swaths of agriculture, manufacturing, and industrial sectors.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Here are today's vital statistics. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena, died August 18th from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held today at 2 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of the service at 2. In honor of Karen's love for the Green Bay Packers, everyone is encouraged to wear their green and gold apparel to the service. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena. Judith Fairby, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidwillen Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday at Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 1 until the service time at 3 o'clock. Judith Fairby, 87, of Richland Center. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died on Thursday at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held at 2:30 Saturday at Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 2 until the service time at 2:30. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, 78, died August 19th. A celebration of Sharon's life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Sharon Elizabeth Haney, 78. And Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday, August 22nd, at his home, peacefully surrounded by his loved ones. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The excessive heat warning continues today. The National Weather Service has extended its warnings that run from 11 until 7 today. Meteorologists saying heat indices will reach triple digits for much of southern Wisconsin. Once again, if you need a place to stay cool, you can find a list of cooling centers on the Richland County website. That is co.richland.com. www.bend.wi.us. Blue River Farmers Market today has been canceled. Normally that would begin at 4 this afternoon, but the Friends...